It's September the 18th, 1944, in the Arnhem district of Lombok, where we are now. Major General Urquhart and Brigadier Lathbury, at that point the two most important Allied commanders during the Battle of Arnhem, find themselves here with some of Urquhart's troops. Radio communications are poor, so Urquhart has left his headquarters near the landing strip in Wolfhazer to see for himself how the advance towards Arnhem is progressing. But to his frustration, Urquhart has been away from his headquarters for more than a day, much longer than he planned. And what's worse, the way back has been cut off by the enemy. Something needs to be done. The two generals decide to try and break through the lines. Lieutenant William Taylor will go with them, but then, disaster, here at the corner of the Alexanderstraat. To his horror, Lieutenant James Clemenson sees it happening. Lathbury and the huge figure of Urquhart are walking straight into a firefight. And what's worse, they're going in the wrong direction. Straight into a street that's under a hail of German rifle and machine gun fire. Appalled, he runs after them.
Hail, Lathbury! Taylor, who's that man running after us? What's he yelling? He looks a bit frantic.
I'm not sure, sir, but I think he's calling.
Oh, my God! Taylor! Lathbury's hit! Quick, help him up! I can't move. Damn it! The last thing we need. Quick, let's pull him into that house where the people are waving. Maybe it's not too bad.
Quick, get inside! My God, he's bleeding! What a hell of bullets! Oh, Severgy, what a violence! Oh.
Put him down here in the front room. Lathbury, how are you doing? Where's the pain? You've been hit in the back.
I can't feel my legs.
It doesn't look so good, my friend. So, what now? We can't get any further like this. We'll have
Look out! A German in front of the window!
Oh, Lord, have mercy on us. You've hit him. I'm sure you have. You can't stay here. You have to go. Go, go! We'll take good care of your friend here.
Thank you very much. We'll use the back door and go through the gardens.
It's crawling with Germans. In God's name, how do we get out of here? I swear I'll go down on bare bended knee if I ever get to see my girl again.
Look! There! More locals beckoning.
It's sheer madness to go on in broad daylight. Certain death!
Come on, inside.
Come on, upstairs, quick! The Germans are out front. Upstairs to the attic. Quick, quick, go!
It is the residence of Zwarteweg number 14, Anton Derrickson and his wife, who let the men in. He shows them the way up to the attic. It's clear that they're in a very dicey situation. They are obviously in enemy-held territory. To top it all, a German armored vehicle pulls up right in front of the house where they've just taken refuge. And Urquhart wanted above all to get back to his headquarters fast. A giant of a general stuck in a tiny, dusty attic in Lombok while the war goes on without him. Disaster. Urquhart can hardly bear it. When he suggests another breakout attempt, Clemenson is heard to remark,
Well, excuse me, General, but the least chance of returning to your headquarters alive would be to step out of this door again right now.
To Taylor and Clemenson's great relief, he lets himself be persuaded by them, his subordinates, to wait and watch for their luck to turn. Which it does, but only after a long, long night. The men are freed on the morning of the 19th. When Urquhart returns to his headquarters in Oosterbeek, he is welcomed as if he's risen from the dead. Everyone had given up hope of ever again seeing the Major General alive. Brigadier Gerald Lathbury survives the wounds he suffered on the Alexanderstraat. The residents of number 135 have hidden him and the next day take him to the Elizabeth Hospital. The wound turns out to be less serious than it seemed, and a few days later Lathbury manages to leave the hospital and escape.
Would you like to know more about the final years of the war? Then go to the National Liberation Museum 1944-1945 in Groesbeek, the Hartenstein Airborne Museum in Oosterbeek, and the Battle of Arnhem Information Centre. in Arnhem.